Hello, welcome to the podcast where we talk about comic books in San Francisco and the interrelatedness between the two of those things. I'm Matt. Today we're going to be talking about Next Wave, Agents of Hate by Warren Ellis and Stuart Immonen. And joining me once again is going to be Daniel and James making obscene sound effects in the background. We're only doing one book this week because, foolishly, I brought the other two to work, so we can't talk about them. Oh well. Now, on to Agents of Hate. So I think what they did with this book is they took a whole bunch of kind of shitty Marvel characters from the mid-80s and made up new adventures for them with kind of this tongue-in-cheek, very silly, these characters are completely ridiculous sort of style. So they're fighting ridiculous monsters with underpants and an evil cop who turns into a transformer, and they're fighting homicidal crabs and atomic puppies and koalas with big teeth. And so it's just silliness. That's all it is, really. It's kind of
good
Douglas Adams-y silliness. I think it's good. It's not great, but I give it a 9.1 out of 10.
9.1 out of 10?
That's the extra point one is for polka dots. Oh. Their use of polka dots. But I think it's good. It's funny. The dialogue's kind of poppy and fun. And by the end, there's three adventures in here. And by the third adventure, I'm assuming they were all written one after the other and not out of order. By the third adventure, you kind of get the feeling that the author's really got a handle on who the characters are and how to make them talk to each other and how to make them interact and
so
how to be funny.
So they should have started at the third one?
Well, it's like a TV show, you know, it gets really good in the second season.
Warm up.
Characters are great. There's a robot who hates humans, but he works with them and he's always insulting them. There's a sassy British gal with boots.
Sassy.
There's a valley girl with a really cool gimmick. Her thing is that she points at people and she goes tick, 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 boom. And when she goes boom, then there's this kind of plume of flame that blows things up.
Which one is? Oh, this one.
The blonde chick.
The blonde chick.
And then there's another lady who's all, oh, ethics and proper behavior and doing things that are right. No, she's black. Well, you're pointing to a white. I'm sorry, that sounded like I was apologizing or something. No, unfortunately, she's black. What I mean is, you're just pointing to the wrong character, and you can identify her because she's the only black character in the books.
It's really difficult to climb out of a hole, isn't it, Matt?
I don't think I said anything wrong. Look for the black woman, and that's the one I'm talking about. There's only one black woman.
Jesus Christ. If you had just left it alone, I think it would have been okay.
Am I wrong?
I suppose it's fact.
You see.
My God.
So anyway, I may edit that out.
Yeah.
Yes, the NAACP is going to lodge a formal complaint with the...
Yes.
They have no one to lodge a complaint with. I won't accept it. If they tried to lodge a complaint with me, I would return it to them.
Oh, God.
I would say no thank you.
To their hot in
Yes. Now away with you to your hole.
Yeah. Oh, God. Mole people?
I challenge you to find another one.
I like
one.
These characters.
But it doesn't look
really
like cutesy cartoony.
Looks like Frederator, like more detailed, like Johnny Bravo-esque, like lines and style.
I don't know. It's cool. I like it.
It looks modern.
Yes. And I like the colors. The colors are good.
What's nice about this is that it's a Marvel book and it's superheroes, but they're not like the same old brooding, I've got something important to say, dark, you know, kind of the cusp of gothic sort of style that superhero comics always are.
Yeah, this seems pretty...
It's lighthearted and fun.
Action, adventure-y.
So basically all they do is they fight a giant dinosaur thing, and then they fight a crooked cop who turns into a robot, and then they have kind of an apocalyptic Dragon Ball Z-esque showdown in the desert. And not a lot of plot and character, but lots of zippy dialogue and
So not a lot of plot and character.
Witty stuff. Well, you know, conscientiously, like, the guy, Warren Ellis writes in the end, this isn't about plot, and it's not about character arcs, and it's not about morals and themes.
It's about getting these characters together and putting them in a book.
And blowing things up. Like, it's just excitement. It's just, this would be exciting, so we're going to make something exciting happen. And I think it kind of suffers from not having a really well thought out plot. And like, it's hard to identify with it and feel anything about it, because it's just kind of one-liners.
So, I don't understand. So, nothing happens?
Stuff happens. They fight somebody and then they win. And they say funny things.
And
exciting
win?
Things happen.
They get a trophy?
They get to fight another day. They beat
they
the bad guy.
They get to live another day.
Nothing super They've important happens. I mean, it's not about important race. Things happening. It's just about it's funny got, stuff.
I don't know what to say about it. I don't know. It looks exciting. It looks interesting, I guess.
There's not too much you can say, really, because... like
well, there's Captain America... I'm Thor and Iron Man.
Oh, that's right. This one woman was...
randomly in one...
Yes.
In a grand total of one...
It's a flashback. This character
oh,
used
like
to be in Team America or whatever they were called.
She was Foxy Brown in Team America.
Yes, whatever they're called. And so she was used to be with them, and then they didn't like her. And so they kicked her out. It's terrible. It's all these terrible cynical adventures with these characters.
What does she do? What is her power?
Photons. She harnesses the power of photons, which somebody points out in the book is not a very impressive superpower. I mean, what are you going to do, bounce off of me imperceptibly?
Well, yes, maybe. I like that idea.
So really, the whole thing is just, it's making fun of superheroes. And thank God somebody's making fun of superheroes, because certainly they don't have a sense of humor of their own.
Fucking superheroes.
God, they're such douches. It's not the kind of book that you, like, remember and you're like, oh, it's like that really cool part that really resonated with me. Because it's just gags.
Yeah.
They're really funny gags. And towards the end of the third adventure, I get the feeling that even if they weren't intentionally putting in character arcs, that the characters are getting kind of deep and they're starting to have relationships.
Oh,
because
no.
That's what good characters do. They're good characters and they have relationships with each other.
Damn it.
I know. It may ruin everything.
Yeah. We don't want that. Next wave, Agents of Hate.
I'm not so sure I'm sold on the title.
Well, what
it's
they do is...
it's supposed to be funny, right?
In a lot of superhero comics, everything is abbreviated with these acronyms that are really appropriate. So there's all kinds of acronyms in here that are just... completely appropriate that don't make any sense.
Yeah, I like that. That reminds me of Danger Girl does that. The old Danger Girl series. They always have like abbreviations.
Unwieldy
stuff,
acronyms.
And, yeah, acronyms.
That you would never actually abbreviate.
And always like very stereotypical, like I'm not stereotypical, I guess like these characters like, you know, the Russian girl and, you know, she looks like a Russian girl and you have the American girl, the all American girl who's like, you know, it's just very...
they're pure types.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But they're great characters.
Sorry.
That's Matthew blowing his nose on the comic.
That's how good it is. It's good enough for my nose. I don't blow my nose on just anything. Or anyone. So in the scene we're about to hear, a giant green underpants-wearing monster is ravaging downtown while the team tries to figure out how to combat it.
Okay, so we can't break its hide. We need a new plan. Lateral thinking.
Is that what they taught you in the Avengers? That and beware of spooky chicks who think they've been made pregnant by robots.
I can make you pregnant.
Not unless you could do it from over there, Clanky.
I'm full of various useful devices.
Yes. Yes, you are.
You're a little too old for me.
Shut up. I have a plan. We're going to make lizard breath swallow you.
What?
We're going to get you inside that thing.
I hate you, fleshy one.
More of those human resources freaks on the way.
Yeah, they want a full test on that thing's destructive capabilities, so they need us out of the way. You, me, and Tabby will keep them busy. Ellie, You're going to make Beastie open his mouth for air.
How?
I don't care. I'm keeping my special Avengers training to myself until you start being nicer to me.
Here it comes. Okay, okay, I heard. Now, how do I do this? Okay, okay, got it. Aaron, be ready.
What's she doing?
Follow her, for God's sake. We're busy.
The fleshy ones!
And with that, the robot leapt into the gigantic creature's mouth. What'll happen next? Well, you'll have to pick up Agents of Hate Next Wave to find out more. That's it for this week. We'll see you next time. I'm Matt. I'd like to thank Daniel and James, although James really didn't do anything. And, yeah, see you later.